Now here's some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havighurst. Nationally, it was the year of Time's Up and Me Too, a year when a record number of women won elective office. In country music, though, 2018 will not go down as a year of progress. A late November Billboard airplay chart had no women in the top 20 for the first time ever. A key career-building showcase at next year's country radio seminar will include only one woman.
Somewhere, and we can't figure out when this started, there was an idea of women didn't want to hear other women.
That's Tracy Gershon, a music publisher and artist manager who co-founded the advocacy group Change the Conversation.
And so there's this vicious cycle, and then publisher and companies stopped signing as many women writers.
Then record labels brought fewer women on board, facing the reality that country radio is playing roughly one female for every 8 or 9 males.
So we have to catch up. And the only way it's going to happen is somebody's going to have to take some steps. Anytime you try to have diversity, it comes with action.
The independent music sector is taking steps. The A2IM, which represents 600 labels, aimed for and achieved the 2018 convention with at least 50% women in every aspect, from performers to panelists to staff. The Americana Music Association celebrated iconic female artists in a special Brooklyn event this year, and it gave Lifetime Achievement Awards to 5 different women this fall, just as a few examples. Country music's constrictions are making Americana look like a much brighter career path nowadays, says WMOT program director and radio veteran Jesse Scott.
Casey Musgraves, Ashley Monroe, Brandi Clark, a whole lot of ladies kind of hit their heads against the country music wall. And they gravitated to Americana, where we have kind of just opened up our arms.
For much more, see my year-end special report at WMOT.org.